you guys are done.
We're done with clothes.
You finished
hair,
your
makeup.
Finished doing your drugs over there.
Yeah.
Were you snorting something?
We weren't. We were breathing in some eucalyptus just to clear our pathways. The Zen side of the studio.
I was like, it smells like a yoga studio or like a massage parlor. I'm just sitting over here. I'm like ready to go. And there, yep. Oh my God!
I need a girl in here sometimes.
I
got a gay boy.
I'll snort the eucalyptus.
Not even a good gay boy. He doesn't care about anything.
You give me some oil. I'll snort it. It does smell good.
It does smell good, right?
I feel open. It's almost like it's like doing a hit of wasabi or something. Yeah. So Catherine Anderson is the Ovations offstage director at Portland Ovations and also the official Blake and Eva stalker. So do you run the Portland Ovations Twitter account?
I do.
Okay. See, that's why. I thought they don't like me that much. It's not Portland Ovations that likes me that much. I think it's one person there, and it's Catherine.
It's true.
All right.
So did your coworkers give you any tips on coming in to talk? So we're going to tell there's a great show for kids this weekend, and they do this great program that we'll get to. But so did your coworkers give you like a pep talk? You're going to be on the radio?
Yeah, we got a little bit of pep talk. Don't try and be funny, and whatever you do, don't try and imitate any animal noises just because the show's about animals.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so much for our who
sound
does
like
the
a...
best elephant sound.
Yeah, that was mixed right away.
The show is called Elephant and Pig. Well, it's a children's book, and it kind of comes to life on stage.
We in fact brought you from Portland Ovations a copy, so you guys have some really good reading.
Oh.
You know, you're doing some serious adulting here.
Yes,
but, I love my new toy. Is one of the three stories that's incorporated into Elephant and Piggy's We Are in a Play.
Oh, fun!
And we have the family performance on Sunday, and then we have the school time two school time performances on Monday.
Oh, so I get to skip school and go to the theater,
right? Now, is there a certain age that this appeals to?
Great question. It's pre-K to first, second. Second grade, and some people bring the littles on the lap, and the seventh, you know, the 7, 8, 9 year olds still get a lot out of it. And
wow.
All song, the way up to 32. I mean, it looks like that's about my reading level.
I think you'd really like it. You'll love the Squirrels. They're the backup singers who are like
the 19. Squirrels.
The Squirrels.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
They're total 1950s backup singers, and they've got like the best part.
And they're the Squirrels.
Wow.
I love that. So Portland Ovations, we're talking to Catherine, who runs the Ovations offstage at Portland Ovations. And I love that you guys do a lot of work with kids to get them reading. You know, get their faces out of the screen, right, and into a book.
And a story that they can kind of see in their head.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's why we chose two different books that are also performances, because then the kids see the performance,
right,
and then we hand them the book, thanks to all the help of a lot of funders, but we hand them the book, so they go back, and when they're reading the book, they're seeing the play in their mind's eye, which is so important to learn how to read.
That's like what I do when there's like movies that are made after books, is I skip the book and see the movie.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, this is exciting. You guys are going to do Charlotte's Web.
Oh, that's the big reveal, Blake. Yes.
Oh, great.
Wait, was that a secret? Oops. Cat's out of the bag. Or
cat's
the
out of the bag.
Spider's out of the web.
No, we're happy to share it. That is going to be one of our Cultivating Curiosity, which is the program that puts the books in the kids' hands, performances next year for kids. And that's more of an elementary group. But again, everyone would love it for the family and the kids, and hoping to put books in their hands as well. So, and that's Maine based. Did you know that Charlotte's Web, that the author lived in Maine?
E.B. White?
Yes.
It's from Maine.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Oh, because I think I was somewhere in Europe and you went to their house.
Well, maybe she
was a rich Mainer. I don't know. Wow, that's cool. So there's a little Maine. Oh, God, Charlotte's Web. That's the one with Templeton.
Yes.
And Wilbur was the pig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I may have skipped that.
It was a video cartoon. You could just rent that. That's easy.
That's what you did?
Well, with Paul Lynde. Paul Lynde was Templeton, as a gay man, that was mandatory viewing.
Oh.
You know?
I remember him from Hollywood Squares.
Rich, my friends. Rich. That was from the... Anyone? Okay. All right. Where do people go if they want to find out more about tickets for Elephant and Piggy? Are there any left?
There are. There are some left. Great. So if you want to go see the family performance, and might be a great sort of early Mother's Day gig.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Bring the littles, or maybe leave mom at home and take the littles.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a tip for dads. Get mom a spa certificate.
Yes.
Send mom to the spa and take the kids off her hands and go take them to a fun
play. Yeah, so go to Port Tix if you want to do that. But if you want to come see the school time, our 10 a.m. is sold out because so many kids wanted to come. But right. we have a noon, and you just get in touch with us at portlandovations.org.
And we'll that's on
hook
Monday.
Yep, and that's on Monday.
Got it. Catherine Anderson, official stalker of the Blake and Eva Show. What's your kid's name?
His name Marcel and Sam.
Yeah, we gotta say hi to them.
I know. They probably got us on right now. Hi. Oh, my God. Mom's on the radio. And she didn't good. Embarrass herself.
Yeah, and
Yay,
she
Mom.
Looks good. Yay, Mom.
Thank you.
Woo! Now, give me some of that eucalyptus crap.
Blake and Eva in the morning.